something. I have no idea where it comes from, probably from France or something. The track is called Paris is for Lovers. Well, not these days anymore, because Paris is dangerous, because they're like dangerous gangs walking around mugging people. At least that's what I see in the news here in Holland. I would rather go to Glasgow or something. That would be a more suitable place as a lover couple or something. More romantic. Yeah. That sample kind of sounded familiar, like from an 80s record or something, but I can't really pinpoint it. Anyways, let's play another track.
You're listening to Astro Unicorn Radio. Thank you.
assassination began. It was around the summer of 91. I would simply go up to the light switch and turn it off and on continuously. Everyone thought I was strange. But I knew there was more to a light switch than it just being a light switch. Everything in the world was as interesting as a switch. I remember collecting them and hiding them in my drawers. I would put them into the top drawer, take them out and put them in the second drawer, then back out into the first drawer. I would do this for weeks on end. One day after eating some pills, I tried to put all the switches and all the drawers into the washing machine. All the switches in, but not the drawers. They went round and round and round. Swish, swoosh, splish, splash.
From the new album,
it was like beautiful to watch.
Marco Bernardi on Frustrated Funk, Switches, Drawers, and Washing Machines. Out now. On Frustrated Funk double LP from the Scottish producer Marco Bernardi. Also out now or coming soon is a new Aeroid record. Guy from Amsterdam, always makes very nice music. And this is from the Tears EP on MOS Records, Masters of Science. Number 12. This track is called Lift Me High.
Listen so high. Listen so high. Listen so high. Don't.
classic Detroit techno. Rhythm is rhythm, and it is what it is. And now it's time for some crazy stuff from Moscow, Russia.
We'll be right back.
Floating Circle, a murder capital, number 009. And now it's time for the return of
Uncovering Synthesizer Mystery.
Yes, we're back with Uncovering Synthesizer Secrets. This week we have a very strange machine here in the studio. It's from Technics. The guys that made the record players, they also made, or still make, I think, keyboards and also synthesizers and drum machines back in the 80s. And this is the SXK200, which is a keyboard workstation, a very kind of a simple home keyboard, I think, but it's got an analog sound system. So it's completely an analog synthesizer inside, but you cannot change much about the sound, but the presets are very, very nice. It's got a polyphonic section, a monophonic section, and drums, and like auto chord. And right now I'm playing the organ one preset from the polyphonic section. So you can hear quite a nice analog organ sound. This is the second organ, a little bit more light-hearted, more dreamy. You can really hear those square waves, analog square waves. And there's strings in it too. String ensemble on a very thin kind of, yeah, not really usable. There's also a Celeste and chorus effect, as you can hear in it. You can only turn it on some sounds, but does the job pretty much. And a sustain to make the sound a little bit longer. This is the brass preset, which you can basically use as a string sound. I think it sounds a little bit better than the string preset. So here it's quite some polyphony. I don't know how much, but I think more than six. And this is the accordion preset, which kind of sounds like the organ. This is one of the nicer ones. It's the guitar preset. This really sounds like a analog polyphonic synthesizer. A little bit harpy or something. And there's a piano preset too, which doesn't sound bad for an analog piano sound. Maybe a little bit comparable to the Roland MKS-10 or something. Some classical stuff. I mean, when you hear this sound, you think it sounds like a piano. It isn't very realistic. It hasn't got any velocity or aftertouch, the keyboard, and the last sound is this, a very sharp, bright sound. It's the harpsichord, very brittle, or bright, how do you say that? So as you can hear, very nice polyphonic analog presets. So you cannot change much about it. And now we're gonna go to the solo sound version, the monophonic part. This is a clarinet, also again very nice analog clarinet sound. And you can hear there's like a, this is the trombone, this is the pan flute, Oh no, the whistle. The whistle. Whistle sound. And as you can hear, there's kind of like a portamento going on, but there's no portamento on it, but it does something like maybe a few milliseconds of portamento or something. And this is my favorite sound on this thing, Cosmic Wah. It's like this really nasty monophonic sound. Like really Afro-funk style. And you hear there's also some LFO going on when the sound goes on. And you can layer both sounds, the polyphonic and the solo sounds, and then you get stuff like this. Just press the poly button and mono button at the same time, and you can play them together for an extra world of timbre. Just making some random combinations now. This is the string with the trombone or something. Yes, and there's also a drum section in it and an auto play quart thing in it, which is kind of like, I don't know, it sounds like this. You can play this accompanying quart in the background and then play stuff over it like this. So basically you can have like a three different synthesizer things going on at the same time. Then the lower part of the keyboard does that auto play chord stuff. There's also a chord memory apparently, but I never figured it out really. There's also a drum machine in it. Well, drum machine. Let me see if I can turn that on. It's just a bunch of drum patterns like you have on keyboards. First, let me finish this. Improvisation. Okay, how do I turn on the drums? I don't know. Yes, here. Start, stop. Synchro start. Well, that sounds groovy, doesn't it? It's, I think it's like, like an analog drum thing or something. Because it has some old beatbox style to it. I don't think the snares are analog. And you can make stuff like this, play along. Just gonna demonstrate some of the rhythms now and play over it with a chord memory and stuff. So check it out. Don't know from what year this thing is. As I said before, it looks like it's from 1984 or something. It has the same buttons as as the hi-fi stuff had from Technics. I can remember having an amplifier with these buttons and colors. There's a lot of colors going on in the parts that explains what the buttons are. So I suspect it's from 1983 or 84. It could even be earlier. There's no MIDI, of course. Looks pretty cool, kind of like a Roland GX3P feel to it. Not much the sound, but more the design or something. They would fit together next to each other. This is some kind of a samba preset or something for Latino stuff. Some of the functions have very funny, how would you say that, terms. There's like an orchestral conductor, which is basically the poly presets, and then there's a full band setting computer, which basically is the memory for everything. And then there's professional rhythm, not just any rhythm, but professional rhythm. And the rhythmic orchestra, well, it sounds pretty normal. Autoplay chord and program chord computer. Anyways, those were the sounds of the Technics Essex K200 keyboard. And I got this in a very cheap rip deal with Buzz Resnick for a couple of effect pedals. Very happy with it. So you might find these things on the flea market very cheaply. So if you see one, you know how it sounds now. This was another just a little bit more freaking out on this thing. Another episode of Uncovering Synthesizer Mysteries. Yeah. Bobby Browser from Oakland or near San Francisco, probably with yeah, that's right. And this brings us almost to the end of the show. And we're gonna say goodbye with a Astro Unicorn classic theme from Furio from Clock on Five. Great Italian Italo disco trick from 1984. See you next week.